Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You guys, it's me. It's me. Did you miss me? I missed you. I missed the radio. I really did. In fact, after nearly 2 weeks away, I'm not even sure I know what I'm doing, but I just know that I can't wait for this show and tomorrow night and the next night after that. We were apart for far too long. Far too long. Oh my goodness, this feels strange. And yet, oh so familiar. Part of the reason it feels strange is because I'm sitting in a new place where I've never done a radio show before. We will call this the After Hours Super Secret Home Base because it's in the home of my husband. I just like saying the word. I haven't gotten used to it yet. It's only been 8 days. I was just telling producer Manny, who is working the show this week, that I'm still getting used to wearing a wedding ring on my finger. I am still taken aback by seeing a wedding ring on his finger. And here I am doing my radio show in his house, which I guess now is also my house for the time being. And he's sleeping on the other end of the house. So I suppose I should be quiet, but you know, that's not me. And he knows that's not me, which means, oh, well, he better get used to it. Stay used to it. Radio shows while he's sleeping. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm here on CBS Sports Radio. Merry Christmas to you. Oh my goodness. This is so much fun. We get back together on Christmas. We are reunited and it feels so good. And there is so much to talk about in the NFL, of course. Now, you're going to have to excuse me if there are pockets of my NFL memory that are not as sharp, not as acute as what they normally are on. This feels like a Sunday to me. I know it's not, but it is the end of week 16, right? I've got that right. Someone tell me if I've got that right. Manny, do I have week 16 right, at least?
I can't confirm week 16 is over.
Week 16, and the dust is settling, and Christmas Day and Christmas evening featured another triple header in the NFL, because true to form, the NFL has urban sprawl, which means that we get games on Mondays. We get games on Thursdays. We get games on Friday this year. We get games on Saturdays now, Sundays, on into Monday. And so, yes, the NFL is taking advantage of every possible pocket of TV viewing or web viewing, because this was the weekend in which we got a game on the Peacock Network. So I hope that you enjoyed this weekend of football. But beyond that, I really hope that you enjoyed the family and the friends who are like family, this Christmas weekend. I know the holidays can be challenging for so many people in so many ways. And that includes me and my husband and our family, because his father passed away not even a month ago. And so for that reason, it was bittersweet. It was amazing to spend time with his extended family a couple days ago and celebrate Christmas with them. But of course, there's someone and there's something missing because his father, husband, brother, grandfather, to all of my new family, because they're missing him. So I know the holidays can be really challenging. They can not only be full of joy, but they can be full of grief and pain and in some cases loneliness as well. And so we're glad to be together again. I know I can speak for, oh my goodness, the hundreds of you that have reached out on social media. Please forgive me that I can't possibly respond to all of your messages. And I'll just tell you the truth. Not only do I have pockets of my NFL memory that are not nearly as sharp, because I did go an entire NFL weekend in 2023 without one time turning on the television, checking scores, looking at social media. Last weekend, which was wedding weekend, featured zero sports whatsoever. And then, this is kind of funny actually, even though I did post a couple tweets on last Sunday morning, which was my wedding day, December 17th. Even though I did post a couple tweets just to say good morning, to share a photo, and then also to tell you the weather was pristine and perfect, I did not check Twitter again until, oh gosh, Christmas Eve, I think. And so it was a full week. But really funny, as I'm on the way to the chapel and the ranch where Bob and I got married, he sends me a text responding to a tweet that he saw. And I'm thinking, what the heck are you doing on Twitter on the morning of our wedding? And he writes back and says, what are you doing on Twitter the morning of our wedding? But my response was, I'm sorry. Which one of us has a bunch of people who care that she's getting married? Anyway, that was the last time I checked social media until Christmas Eve. And so I did not see all of your messages until just a couple days ago, my first Christmas Eve as a wife, or as Bob calls me, a wifey poo, because we are so disgustingly cute at this stage, 8 days in to being married. Anyway, you all blew up my social. And even though I didn't see it, I've seen it since. And I am so grateful that you care so much, not only about me, my family, our holidays, but of course about the nuptials from just over a week ago. I will have to tell you the truth. I'm still struggling with how in the world I'm going to tell you the wedding story, because you all are asking, how'd it go? What happened? We want to hear all about that day. And you know what's really crazy is that people have been telling me for months that you won't remember a thing. I remember everything. Everything that I saw, everything that I heard. Now, there were honestly things that I didn't see because of where my focus was. And at the reception, there's a whole lot that I didn't see. And we do not have our official photos yet. We're supposed to get them sometime in the next couple of weeks. I'm sure that will fill in pockets. We have not watched the video yet. We do have a raw cut or a rough cut of the wedding. We didn't ask for anything produced, just wanted raw video. Haven't watched that yet either, because the moving process has begun. And I have, what's that emoji where you have the squigglies, the circles for your eyes? Yeah, it's that. It's like the eyes are constantly going. The brain is constantly moving, because we've already started the process of packing up and getting ready to depart for New Jersey come Thursday evening. So we'll be moving in the next few days back into my house. So we'll have, I guess he calls this now in Houston, our second home, which I think is really funny. We don't want a second home. We would like to sell the second home. We're working on selling the second home. Anyway, we'll be making a not quite a cross country move, but halfway across the country by the end of this week. So you've got the show for the next three nights. And then Thursday night we'll be in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. If you'd like to come say hello, we'll be on our way back to New Jersey. And then we'll start the new year together as a married couple, but also as a radio host looking at what will soon be NFL postseason. And so, thanks again. We've got some work to do here on the show, but of course I will drop in some fun tidbits. But as I say, I haven't figured out yet exactly how I'm going to do it. I actually think I'm going to designate one show as a show where I'll just warn people, we're not going to do a whole lot of sports. it's going to be the wedding show, we'll call it. And that way people can go and they can hear the stories. I've already come up with my top 10 list of moments I'd like to forget about the wedding day. You guys, there were so many different things that did not go according to plan. I mean, it was a brilliant day, and I will remember it with joy in my heart for the rest of my life, primarily because of family and of course because I got married and I've waited so long. But there were some incredible memories that were made. The connections with family and friends, I could not ask for anything better with the people who were there. But in terms of the various elements that we planned so hard for, oh yeah, there were plenty of those that did not go according to plan. And so I wish there were moments I could forget, actually, because as people have told me, you're going to not remember anything. It's all going to be a blur. Oh no, I remember the things that went wrong I shouldn't say they went wrong. I should say they didn't go according to plan. Anyway, I do have a top 10 list of memorable moments and a top 10 list because I wanted to make sure that I was ready for blog post and Ask Amy Anything and the show itself. So yeah, we'll get to that. But I do think I'm going to wait until probably next week for a couple of reasons. Number one, producer Jay would kill me if I did the show without him because he, as one of my best friends, has been part of this whole process. And he's seen a couple photos, right? So there have been a few photos that have been exchanged with family and friends. Bob and I did very loud and very gaudy Christmas sweater / shirt and took some photos. I guess those were our first official photos or unofficial photos. First selfies, if you will, of our wedded bliss. And they are the ugliest outfits that you've ever seen, but the sweater actually belongs to Jay. Anyway, so I've sent Jay photos from wedding day, but also from our ugly Christmas getup. And like I say, Jay needs to be part of the show because he's been part of my life now for 2.5 years, and he knows how important this day was and this experience was. So probably we'll wait until next week, but I will drop in little tidbits. For instance, you all know going into wedding week that I was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting some more for my flowers to show up. They were over 2 weeks late, but a couple days before the wedding, not one, but two boxes arrived. One of them was beat up. Another one mysteriously appeared after the tracking just never updated for 2 weeks. Anyway, I want you to know that I'm doing my show in the room where the wedding flowers are now located. Turning around, looking at them. They're so pretty. So pretty. In fact, maybe I will take a photo and post those because the After Hours Super Secret Home Base is located in the same room as the beautiful wedding flowers. So after all of the stress, and there was some stress, I really was considering contingency plans. What are we going to do? The decorator, who is a friend of Bob's, she scrambled and got everything done. The flowers did arrive. They did arrive on time, and they were absolutely perfect. I couldn't have asked for anything more. So that was one element of the wedding that went off perfectly without a hitch. Once the flowers arrived, of course, which did not go perfectly without a hitch. And now all of my friends are sending me memes about the U.S. Postal Service. Anyway, so there will be tidbits I'll drop in. As I say, maybe a flower photo here or there. Many of you, as I pointed out, are already asking me questions and wanting to know the story. But I think I'm going to have to wait and try to get used to the saddle again. Speaking of saddle, Bob and I went horseback riding on our 3-day mini moon. So we did not do a honeymoon yet, but we did a mini moon on Lake Conroe in Texas, for those of you who know the area. And we did go horseback riding, and it was awesome. It was awesome. The owner of the ranch where we went horseback riding, also, he not only rehabs horses, but he helps to rehab people and various challenges, both physical and mental challenges in their lives. And he gave us a private ride all over this property and let us run the horses wide open. It was, oh, it was exhilarating. Actually, Bob did not want to. But I did. And so it was awesome. Anyway, that was just one little thing that we really enjoyed on our mini moon, as my friends were calling it. So we'll have stories. The full show will come up at some point next week. And I will warn people, if what you're looking for is football, you're not going to find it here, because this is the wedding show. One of Bob's family members has already asked me, so when are you going to talk about the wedding on the radio? So I have to say only positive things. Positive that, yes, it was full of sweet, memorable moments. It was certainly full of reasons to laugh, for Bob and I to laugh. Reasons. We laughed. We cried. We danced. We jumped up and down. We exulted. We hugged people. We took photos. We did all of the things. And it was a day that I'll never forget, and I'm anxious to share it with you. I appreciate all of your kind words and your congratulations. And of course, your happy holiday and Merry Christmas messages. So Merry Christmas to you wherever you are. I'm so glad to be back with you. Coming up, we will dive into this latest game, the very last game from week 16, because it was quite a statement for the Baltimore Ravens. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You can also find me on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you haven't yet checked out our YouTube channel, Jay Loves, when you check out our YouTube channel, there's some pre-wedding videos there. And then, as always, our podcast is fully available for you. In fact, I had a family member of Bob's ask me, how do I find your podcast? And so once you find it, you want to make sure you bookmark it. You can use any search engine, any podcast supplier, podcast server. I like Spotify. I think Bob uses Spotify. Some of you use Apple Podcasts. Others of you just search it. Go to CBS Sports Radio online and you can find the link there as well, and make sure you save it. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Football. So much football. It's coming up next. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ever heard a podcast that made you say, wow, they really said that? Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. Listeners say the show makes them burst out laughing and crying, good crying. Some say it saved their lives. Surprising honesty, the most jaw-dropping moments that are stranger than fiction. Think you've heard it all? Wait till you hear Risk. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lines up in the gun, two receivers right, here's the snap, fake the toss, right throw, down the middle to the end zone, Flowers all alone, touchdown Ravens. Zay Flowers in the middle of the end zone, 9 yards deep, was all by his lonesome. 30 under center, takes the snap, back to pass, looks right, nothing there, wrapped up, sacked again. They got him down back around the 31, Jadeveon Clowney gets home for the Ravens. It'll be second down and about 13 after a loss of three. And now Purdy is slow getting up. He's down on his right knee, and they're coming out to look at him. Fourth down and goal. Darnold in the gun. Three receivers right, one left. Here's the snap. Darnold back, looking, throws down the middle of the field. Intercepted by the Ravens. It's picked off by Marcus Williams. Back across the 20-yard line on the far side. He tumbles down, and the Baltimore Ravens are going to win the game. Their fifth interception of the night. seals it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
There are two sides to every coin, right? And unless it's a fake coin where its head's on both sides, or somehow it was a defective coin that doesn't look the way it's supposed to, you always have two sides to every coin. And in this case, on this Monday evening, final game of week 16, you had the two sides of this coin. For the San Francisco 49ers, not much could have gone worse. This was definitely the worst game for Brock Purdy as a pro. He may not remember Christmas fondly moving forward until next year when he has a chance to make good. It was also a very difficult evening for the San Francisco 49ers offensive line. Did Christian McCaffrey have some numbers? Sure he did. Otherwise, there wasn't a group for these 49ers who could say, oh yeah, we played lights out. This was our day, our time to shine. So that's the Niners side of the story, though it's not all bad news, and we'll get to that coming up. As for the Ravens, you want to talk about a statement game, a statement win, just a statement period by the Ravens defense. Incredible. Five takeaways, five interceptions, four from Brock Purdy, and then one from Sam Darnold after he came in for Brock. You heard the hard hit there called by Ryan Radke on Westwood One. I am not taking anything away from Lamar Jackson or from the Baltimore run game, which was over 100 yards. I'm not taking anything away from the number of guys who hauled in passes, the offensive line who protected Lamar and created running lanes. They were able to spread the ball, that Ravens offense, from Zay Flowers to Isaiah Likely to Gus Edwards to Rashad Bateman to Odell Beckham Jr. to Nelson Aguilar. Everybody in the pool on this Christmas, you get a catch and you get a catch and you get a catch. Oh, Lamar was playing Santa Claus. But that defense made life so much easier for these Baltimore Ravens on offense. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The final game of Week 16 puts the Baltimore Ravens in the driver's seat. Not just that, they are the best record in the NFL. So they've already locked up a playoff spot. At 12-3, they have a two-game lead over the Cleveland Browns, which is critical. Browns, we'll talk about. They've won three in a row. They're sitting on 10 wins. But the Ravens have kept their distance in the division. Ever since they broke out, got their nose in front, now they've won five straight, and this by far their toughest opponent. And yet for some reason, Lamar, the Ravens, a pretty big underdog on the road in San Francisco tonight.
I mean, I really don't care about the favorites, you know. That's a great team, though. You don't take anything away from them, you know, defense, offense, and special team as well. But I pretty much like it that way, you know, just being the underdogs. I don't want people looking at us like, oh, we need them to go and do this and that. You know, I like playing as the underdog, and I feel like we have more success being that way.
I thought Lamar had an MVP performance tonight. You know, it takes a team to create a performance like that. But it takes a player to play at that level, to play at an MVP level. It takes a player to play that way. And Lamar was all over the field doing everything. He operated a pretty complicated game plan. I thought Todd and the coaches deserve a lot of credit for the game plan. Lamar operated. He made decisions on the field. And then just keeping plays alive, trusting his offensive line. The offensive line was outstanding with the protection. Lamar trusted those guys. He kept plays alive. He moved in the pocket. He created space for the coverage guys. Our guys did a great job of scramble drill, of getting open. I think we had a new number of plays that were extended that were big plays for us. So just a complete game by Lamar.
The Niners were actually in a pretty good spot at halftime, considering that Brock Purdy already had three interceptions by the break. But there was a moment just before halftime when Lamar Jackson showed us that, oh yeah, he still got it. He may not be a guy who runs first now. That may not be the first option for the offense. Under Todd Monken now, they want to throw more. They want to be a little less of a predictable offense, if you will. They want to be multifaceted. They want Lamar to be able to use his arm and direct the offense, as John Harbaugh talks about. But right before halftime, about 30 seconds to go, there was a 3rd and 16. Lamar starts to scramble. And he jukes right, and he comes back left, and he breaks a couple of tackles, and he squeezes through tight spaces, and he just keeps moving and spinning and churning until he goes 30 yards inside the red zone. So he takes the offense from the San Francisco 41 down to the 11, where at least they had a couple of shots, one shot, I guess, at the end zone because of the clock. It was really impressive to see him head up, full field vision, still recognizing that he can use his legs, obviously, and did. But he doesn't need to win games by himself anymore. He doesn't need to use his legs and be the leading rusher, though ironically he was tonight. But that type of play is the one that John Harbaugh can look at and point to and say, yeah, MVP type performance, because it's gaudy and it's flashy. And yet he is more mature as a quarterback and learning how to use all of his weapons, learning how to figure out best option, what the defense is offering him, and exploit it. And so the Ravens defense gives him the ball back more and more often. Not to mention the Niners, over 100 yards in penalties. So they were sloppy. They made a lot of mistakes. And to win the turnover battle 5-0 is massive. So the Ravens are now at 12-3 and just as impressively 7-1 on the road. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Love for you to chime in on this MVP conversation. Now, we're not awarding an MVP before the end of 2023. That's not how this goes. But numbers-wise, there are quarterbacks who have far more impressive stats. Okay, that's it. Just stats. And this is not a purely stats conversation. In fact, even in this game, the Niners were able to rack up almost 100 more yards. Brock Purdy's first interception, when Kyle Hamilton flew in and picked him off in the end zone, that was tough. That was probably the most punishing of the picks. But yeah, you had the Niners gaining more yards per play. Brock Purdy had more passing yards despite the 4 interceptions. You had plenty of opportunities for the Niners, but they were squandered. They were wasted. 5 interceptions between Purdy and Sam Darnold kind of makes your eyes pop out of your head. And so Lamar's numbers are not the gaudiest, but he did not make mistakes in this game. He led the team in both rushing and passing, just shy of 300 yards. Only got sacked a couple of times. The Ravens still would like to be better on third down, I know it. And of course, they're constantly working on the red zone, where they were 50% tonight. But this game was everybody in the pool. This game was all hands on deck, on the road, putting them not just at the top of the heap in the AFC, but best record in the NFL. Should that be the number one point, the number one piece of evidence for Lamar as MVP? Again, we're not awarding it yet, but it is a regular season award. And so you can't wait until the playoffs are done and say, oh, well, this guy was actually more valuable. Nah. However you measure value, whether it is stats and numbers, whether it's the most important guy on the best team, whether it's the question of, hey, if I remove this guy from the team, well, they'd have no wins. That might actually work for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, who a lot of people are pointing to his stats and his numbers. But you are what your record says you are, and the Ravens are 12-3. They are the best team in the NFL. You can debate whether or not you believe a player can be most valuable if his team doesn't make the playoffs or if his team is scuffling to get into the playoffs. And as much as Josh Allen's numbers are enough to make your mouth drop open, the 40 touchdowns and what is it, 4 straight years? Thing is, he's also part of the reason why they struggled in some of the games earlier in the year. And he would be the first to tell you. Now they're 9-6. They're still alive for a playoff spot after winning 3 consecutive games, but they are going to have to battle here. So would you say Lamar is more valuable or the most valuable because of where the Ravens sit right now? As for the Niners, as I mentioned before, there is some good news. The good news is that they still have a leg up in the NFC for the top seed. At 11-4, there are 2 other teams in the conference with that same record, and then the Cowboys, who are at 10-5. And all of those teams, by the way, have clinched their playoff spot. So the playoff picture is coming together. We'll talk about that in the back half of this hour. But because the Eagles and Cowboys both lost to the Niners, and because they had gone through their own scuffling here, well, Cowboys have dropped back-to-back games since beating the Eagles. The Eagles were able to beat the Giants on Sunday. We'll talk about that one, or Monday, excuse me. We'll talk about that one, all days blending together. But they don't have the head-to-head against the Niners. So San Francisco still has that leg up for the top seed in the NFC. I still believe that they will be a force in the playoffs because of the veteran leadership and obviously because of what we've seen from them all year. It's really difficult to win a game in which there are 5 giveaways and no takeaways. Not to mention the 10 penalties. But for me, that's still the aberration, not the rule for the Niners. So we'll hear from Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. We'll talk about this playoff picture coming up. My goodness, 2 weeks to go. 2 weeks to go in the NFL regular season. And we are, 7 weeks away from Super Bowl Sunday in Las Vegas. A CBS Super Bowl, by the way. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our phone number 855-212-4227 if you want to weigh in. I'd love to hear from you. Where are you on this Christmas night? Where you're listening is what I mean. And I don't know, did you give a really unique gift? You guys aren't going to believe the gift that I opened up from my new hubs on Monday. Let me just tell you, it was not what I was expecting, and I had no idea why he would give me that. But he's awesome, and there was a method to the madness. Thanks again for all of your kind words, your congratulations, your Merry Christmas messages. Love to connect with you on social after a good week away to rest and reset and renew and celebrate Christmas with old family and new family. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Peter Schwartz.
Goal. Darnold in the gun. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Here's the snap. Darnold back, looking, throws down the middle of the field. Intercepted by the Ravens. It's picked off by Marcus Williams. Back across the 20-yard line on the far side. He tumbles down, and the Baltimore Ravens are going to win the game. Their 5th interception of the night seals it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Not only does it seal it, but it tells the story for the Baltimore Ravens defense. A 5-0 takeaway margin. Pretty damn good, especially on Christmas night. So Merry Christmas to the Ravens, and certainly Merry Christmas to the Ravens flock, the fans who are so anxious to see Lamar Jackson have his day. And I just love how happy John Harbaugh was, even at halftime, when the Ravens should have maybe been up a little more. At that point, it was 16-12 over the Niners in the Bay Area, and that third quarter blew it wide open with extra takeaways and also a couple of touchdowns within a few seconds of each other. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Yeah, it's me. After Hours with the actual host, Amy Lawrence, here on CBS Sports Radio. And you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I did just share a photo of the wedding flowers. So not only did they arrive, but they were perfect. As in purple power perfect. So check them out on Twitter. I will get them up on Facebook as soon as I can. And I'm not kidding. I can't open the door while I'm talking because not only do we have one human sleeping on the other side of the house, but also two dogs. Yeah, I have to tell you guys that story about how the two dogs are getting along so far because we are a blended family. Have not yet introduced the cat. That will come later. But the two dogs and my new hubs are sleeping in the same room. They've got the door closed on the other side of the house, so I'm hoping that I'm not waking them up. So the flowers are here with me. They make me happy, so happy. And so I'll put that photo up on Facebook as well, but it is on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And I'd love to hear from you and know where you are and where you're listening or how you're listening. And if you want to tell me what you think of this MVP conversation, that would be fantastic as well. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And so many of you sending encouraging words, because I'm not kidding. I was nervous. I still am a little jittery to do the show because it feels like forever. And it's not just because of the number of days that I was off the radio. It's also because of the time and being away. And when I say away, I mean did not look at one sports headline for probably 5 days. That's unheard of for me, especially during NFL season. But wedding weekend with all the family that we had here in Texas, the friends who came in, not just the different events we had planned, and it wasn't just wedding day. We had a dinner on Saturday night at my mom's house and then a brunch on Monday morning following the wedding. And it's just been a whirlwind since then. It's kind of crazy, but this is the fourth night. I'm not obviously sleeping right now, but fourth night in five in which we've slept in a different place because we've been at Bob's mom's. We've been at my mom's. We were away for a mini moon on Lake Conroe. So we were in Airbnb. We've been here in the house. We just keep unloading the car and reloading the car and unloading the car and reloading the car, moving Christmas presents all around, moving wedding stuff all around, my stuff that I brought down from New Jersey for the trip, being gone for 18 days. So it's been kind of crazy. But I will say that the reason I'm nervous is not because I think I've forgotten how to do it or because I don't know what happened in the NFL this season, really. I mean, these are continual storylines, but only because I was so checked out and because I've not been off the radio for this long. Since 2010, when I took a trip to Africa and I was gone for 2 weeks. So nervous and jittery a little because it matters. But thank you all for your encouraging words again on Twitter or Facebook. And I'll put the flower photos up on Facebook as soon as I can. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So we're talking about this game between the Ravens and the Niners in Santa Clara, which wrapped up week 16. And yeah, this is Brock Purdy's worst game as a pro. Not only is he the first Niners quarterback to throw four picks in a game since 2015, that goes back to the days of Colin Kaepernick. But the team itself, other than Christian McCaffrey, really didn't have a ton of momentum. Purdy got replaced by Sam Darnold because of a stinger in the fourth quarter. Now, if you're watching the game, you know the first interception was the most damaging. That was the one in which they're in the red zone. He tries to fire a ball into the end zone, and Kyle Hamilton lurking just flies in, and I don't know if Brock didn't see him, thought the ball would get there more quickly, but Kyle did a great job of anticipating and flying in and picking that ball off in the end zone. there was another interception, I think his fourth one, in which he was under such pressure that he actually got hit in the arm when he threw the ball. And so it was a wobbler, more like a duck, a wounded duck that got picked off. Two balls that got tipped, one at the line of scrimmage and one in the flat. And so for that reason, it wasn't just about Brock Purdy, but four interceptions is four interceptions. And the extra possessions, the extra opportunities for the Ravens made this an easy peasy second half for them because of the defense and because of limiting the opportunities with the Niners and so many weapons. And Kyle Shanahan recognizes this was a game that they'd like to forget offensively, and yet not all on Brock.
The one that he was off on was the first one. Just read the coverage wrong and didn't expect someone to be back there and made a bad decision on the first one. Second one, corner made a hell of a play blitzing. He couldn't get it over him. The guy tipped it and ended up making it to himself. The third one, scrambling. I didn't really see what happened on it. I saw the end result. I don't know what happened on the ball, whether 14 made a play, whether they both hit it at the same time.
So Kyle Shanahan, he kind of breaks it down there and same thing. First one is the one that was like a stake through the heart of the Niners. And it was early. They had plenty of time to recover, but they just never did find the sink. George Kittle was over 100 yards. He was fantastic early on. Christian McCaffrey is still, well, he's still him. 14 carries, 103 yards, and a score. But it's so much easier for a defense. And by easy, I don't mean it's easy, only that it's easier and simpler when you've got the ability to take away one level of the offense, right? You've got the ability to crack down, well, to put pressure on the quarterback, to really clamp down and crack down on that passing game, to keep it shorter, to keep it more compact and tight so the defense has less room to cover, right? Less territory that they have to cover. And for Brock, this is tough. I mean, he gets so hard on himself. I do believe he's got the support of all his teammates. We saw that earlier during the Niners 3-game losing skid. But he himself gets so angry and frustrated, and you could see it in his body language. And then he ends up having to leave the game early because of a stinger.
I didn't mind his demeanor. I mean, he stayed in there, kept battling. I mean, our whole team struggled there in the second half, so it just wasn't him. I know he was disappointed not being able to finish it there, but getting that stinger again, it was just wanted to keep him out of there and ready for him to bounce back next week.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they really have a lot of confidence in him being able to bounce back. And you may remember during that losing skid, the fact that he had some ugly numbers, and yet his teammates just vouched for him over and over again. This wasn't on him. It was on the defense. We were the ones that were playing poorly. Brock is the least of our worries. We heard those types of sentiments from members of that Niners locker room. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, the standings still have the Niners in the driver's seat in the NFC. Same record as the Eagles and Lions, who are also playoff bound, but not just headed to the postseason. They have won their first division title in 30 years. What a sweet moment on Sunday. I really enjoyed watching that. Did tweet about it a little bit. So we will talk about those Detroit Lions and their fan base that's over the moon and should be. The silver and the blue. And an 11-win season at this point, even with so much still on their plates. And yeah, they're the only team in the NFC North with a winning record, which means that they don't have to worry about another team catching them. That division title is secured. Dallas Cowboys have a 10-5 record, have dropped back-to-back games after beating the Eagles. And then you've got the Buccaneers, who are surging, but still likely to end up as the 4 seed because they waited so long to get their stuff together. So yeah, Niners have the nose in front for top seed in the NFC. And we know they're big bads. They did take a beating against the Ravens on their own field on Monday evening. But still, that's a tough place to play. And they are formidable anywhere, but definitely formidable at home. All right, so that's 1 hour down. I think I'm okay. I think we're okay. We're good enough. We're smart enough. And doggone it, people like us. So find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, Flowers Up. Put them on Facebook now. And yes, I will talk about the dogs after the top of the hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick.
NBA fans, listen up. I'm Trista Crick, host of the Heat Check podcast. And if you love this league, the storylines, and want a funny, digestible way to get all the news from around the association and someone to break down what's really going on straight up, no chaser, and make you laugh at the same time, follow the Heat Check on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.